KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky now, 46 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 63. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In the news, one person died Sunday afternoon during a rollover accident on Interstate 29 in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says 33-year-old Mickey Lynn Bailey of Council Bluffs was trapped in her SUV and had to be extricated by fire and rescue personnel. Officials say Bailey's 2004 Jeep Grand Cherokee was traveling north on I-29 at around 2:10 p.m., about 2 miles south of Council Bluffs, when a non-contact vehicle slowed for a slower-moving vehicle in the right-hand lane. When Bailey swerved to avoid the collision, the Jeep went out of control and entered the median before rolling over. Bailey, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was flown from the scene by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where she died from her injuries. The accident remains under investigation. News time is 7:07.
The kids are back in school, football season is here, and the leaves are falling. But for some of you, this means only one thing. Fall allergy season is here. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip-free. Not sure what you need? Ask us. All of our Health Mart pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer your allergy questions. Don't let allergies bring you down. Let us take care of you. This is Josh, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone. So stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy and downtown Atlantic.
A Red Oak man was arrested Sunday evening on a trio of charges. Red Oak police say 35-year-old Michael Shane Sonny Cantrell was arrested in the 400 block of East Grimes for breach of peace, simple domestic assault, and fifth-degree criminal mischief. Cantrell was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County reported an investigation into a domestic situation in rural Red Oak has resulted in an arrest. 30-year-old Christopher R. Fowler of rural Red Oak was taken into custody on a charge of domestic assault, a simple misdemeanor, after the incident, which took place around 4:25 p.m. Sunday at his residence. Fowler was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. A man from Spencer was arrested Saturday night in Red Oak for breach of peace. 24-year-old Joshua Clarence Sieverding was taken into custody at around 11:40 p.m. at 1220 East Senate Avenue in Red Oak. Sieverding was being held over the weekend in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. Authorities investigating a September 24th structure fire in Red Oak released new information over the weekend with regard to a vehicle that may have left the scene just prior to the incident. The blaze took place at 1508 North 2nd Street. A vehicle described as having a loud exhaust is believed to have left the scene prior to the blaze. Anyone with information about that incident or may have observed anything suspicious at around 8:24 p.m. on September 24th near the scene of the fire is asked to call the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500 or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. The Ottoman City Council will meet during a regular session this evening at the City Hall. During the meeting, the Council will hear from Terry Seidelman with regard to landlords and utility billings. They'll also act on approving a pay estimate amounting to just under $119,895 for the Water Tower project and on a resolution adopting the Ottoman County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan. Discussion items include that which pertains to the property at 210 Church Street. The Ottoman City Council meeting gets underway at 7 p.m. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone, so stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. The kids are back in school, football season is here, and the leaves are falling. But for some of you, this means only one thing. Fall allergy season is here. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip-free. Not sure what you need? Ask us. All of our Health Mart pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer your allergy questions. Don't let allergies bring you down. Let us take care of you. This is Josh, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Richard Dale Carl, age 87, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing and Rehab Center in Erling. Services for Richard Carl will be held today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And William Willie Triddle IV, age 30, of Milford and formerly of Orient, died Friday in Milford, Iowa. Funeral services for Willie Triddle IV will be held on Wednesday at 3 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church, with a luncheon immediately following. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this morning by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.